To this now, whilst the Justice Ministry has yet to confirm the exact date of Janusz Waluszy's release, the Apex Court gave them 10 days from the issuing of the judgment on the 21st of November. Will he or will he not return to his native Poland, where he is now reportedly a symbol being used by some right-wing extremists, has been a big question. And yesterday, the Home Affairs Minister, Dr. Aaron Motsoaledi, announcing that Waluszy is to serve the remainder of his sentence to the fullest here in South Africa. To take us through all of that now and his reaction to that landmark judgment is his lawyer, Janusz Waluszy's attorney, Julian Knight, joins us. Julian, a very good morning to you. Thank you for your good time morning. Today.
Thank you.
Have you seen or spoken to him since the ruling? How is he?
Well, I have spoken to him since the ruling, and obviously he's pleased at the outcome of the Constitutional Court judgment. But one thing I wanted to touch with you with regard to the announcement by the minister that he is to be granted some status in which to serve his parole. In my view, the Minister of Home Affairs' decision is actually unlawful because the Act clearly, the section upon which the minister seeks to rely starts with the premise: upon application, the minister may, under certain conditions determined by him or her, allow a distinguished person, and then it goes on. But the premise of the argument is that it has to be upon application. Now, no application has been made by Mr. Wallace to the Minister of Home Affairs.
Aren't they arguing, Julian, that this is in fact something that was granted earlier based on a previous parole application?
No. What happened with the previous parole application, if you go back to 2015 when Judge von Nieuwenhuizen granted Wallace's parole, at that stage, there was an application for leave to appeal that was lodged by government and Mrs. Harney and the Communist Party. At that stage, the Minister of Home Affairs, and I think it was Mr. Gigaba at the time, revoked his citizenship on the basis that he had committed this heinous crime all those years ago. So that made it impossible for him to be placed on parole in the normal terms, because you can't be placed on parole if you are in the country illegally. Then what happened later was that there was another parole hearing, and a warrant of deportation was issued by the Minister of Home Affairs at the time. When we brought the matter to court, the minister brought a counter-application to review and set aside his decision to deport Mr. Wallace on the basis then that the Immigration Act didn't allow for it. But now the fact of the matter is that his citizenship and residence in the country has been revoked.
Yeah.
The minister doesn't have the power to grant a special dispensation because no application has been made by the applicant for that status.
So what's your next step then?
Well, the next step, well, simply the minister hasn't made an announcement, and this is now the Minister of Correctional Services. It's all very well for the Minister of Home Affairs to come out with an announcement, but the fact is that the Minister of Justice and Correctional Services has yet to come out with what he intends doing.
You've said that December the 5th and not the 1st is likely to be his release date if you take into account working days. Is that correct?
The 5th was based on the calculation of the normal calculation that it excludes weekends and public holidays. But on a reading of the Constitutional Court order, it says calendar days, which then includes public holidays and weekends.
So Thursday is the release date you're expecting.
Thursday is the release date, yeah.
So what does this mean then? I mean, they're going to obviously withhold his travel documents to make sure he can't leave the country. What does that mean for Wallace?
Well, I think that the only way forward is that he must be deported. There is no, you know, why make a separate rule for Mr. Wallace when in other offenders who are in this country that do not have resident status, they are all deported?
He's going to walk into a storm of protests. Are you concerned at all for his safety?
Well, not if he is deported. If he remains here, there is going to be a problem with security, and it's going to be a problem that the South African government is going to have to foot the bill for, because your first duty of government is the protection of the people, in the citizens in this country. And if there is a real threat, and I think from the utterances made from various quarters there is, then it will mean that the South African police would have to put a special unit together in order to protect Mr. Wallace's life whilst he would be on parole.
Does he have any appreciation of the figure of division he continues to be? Has he repented? Has he disavowed the beliefs that put him in this situation in the first instance? Because now, of course, he's reportedly become something of a symbol for right-wing extremists back home.
Well, he can't be responsible for right-wing extremists in Poland. I mean, he hasn't been in Poland since his family left Poland many, many decades ago. So that's a making of their own doing. And with regard to him having appreciation for what he's done, I think it's well documented in the court pleadings that he has basically disavowed the stance that he took, and that he accepts that what he did was wrong.
Has he told us all he knows?
Well, I think so. I think that is also documented at the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. It's been adequately ventilated in the trial. Of course, there will always be conspiracy theories that will circulate, but there's no substance to any of those conspiracy theories because, you know, suspicion isn't proof. And people come up with all sorts of theories, wanting to suggest that members of the ANC were in fact the hidden hand in the assassination. But if there were ever any hidden hand in the assassination, that story would have died with Clive Darby Lewis, who was the person who was the author of this whole plan.
Darby Lewis was the mastermind, Wallace the trigger man. Appreciate your time. Julian Knight there, Janusz Wallace's attorney, speaking to us here on 702 Breakfast.